This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, if you've got a family reunion coming up that you're looking forward to or that you're dreading, like a trip to the dentist, either one are perfectly lovely to call me about. We actually had somebody who called yesterday and talked about, since her parents are deceased, that the three sisters get together and have for the last 5 years once a year and go and do something fun together and talk about parents and things that they do. It sounds like a lovely kind of thing to do. Nice way of staying in touch and sort of reaffirming the commitment and the ties to one another. All right, so we did the story last week and then put it up on Facebook that there is a kindergarten class that's in a relatively rural area, and they decided that they should start issuing, the kids were making, it's a little unclear from the story, but it appears that kids were making guns out of paper, that tubing and stuff of that sort. It didn't talk about people bringing guns to school in terms of either real ones or ones that were fake or water pistols or anything of that sort. These were kids, these were very young children, the kindergartners. And they said that they had to have a license, and there were very clear restrictions on it, that you weren't allowed to point it at anybody else, and you had to have a license, and if you didn't get the license, you couldn't use the gun for a day. And there was a part, you know, I'm still a little ambivalent about it, to be quite honest. And the people who made up the rules, you get a little certificate, and you have to sign and do all the rules, and they said that it would work in a rural environment, but not in an urban environment, in that these kids were growing up around people who had guns because they used them for hunting or they used them to protect the cattle or the farm or whatever. And so I don't actually, because I could see either side of it. I could see either, well, this is getting kids involved in a culture of guns very early on, and you could argue, well, they're already involved in that, that their parents have, or their father or their mom or both have guns, their brothers do. And so it's really, rather than introducing them into the culture of guns, it's really introducing them into the culture of responsible gun ownership, including licensing. So I don't know actually how I feel about it. Not, you know, as I said, that while I am not a huge supporter of people having, I'm not to say I'm not a huge supporter, I'm not in favor of assault rifles at all for anybody. It just seems to me an efficient way of killing. So if you're hunting, it's completely unsportsmanlike, and if you're hunting people, it's immoral. But as a kid, I mean, I grew up in the West, and I remember having my Annie Oakley cap gun pistol. We were not allowed to have caps, but that, and it had a fringed holster, I mean, you know, and it had rhinestones on it, and I mean, it was gorgeous. I also remember before I had my Annie Oakley six-shooter that I would take my index finger and my thumb and I would shoot people with it. So it seems to me that, and, you know, I grew up in the suburbs of Denver. I didn't grow up in the wilds of Wyoming. That sort of that issue about guns, and my parents were suburban parents. They didn't go hunting. It turns out my father actually had a service revolver from World War II, which we sort of whispered about. I actually saw it once. It was in his underwear drawer underneath the handkerchiefs, and I think I actually touched it once, and if he'd known I'd done it, I probably would have been grounded till I was 38. But I don't even know it was loaded. I mean, So I don't, Manny, do you have any feelings? Did you grow up with guns at all?
No, I mean, yeah. And it was interesting because, I grew up in a single parent household. It was just me and my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never had a gun in the house ever.
Well, I don't think we were supposed to know that there was a gun there. And to my knowledge, the only the only thing that I know about is when my parents divorced, there was some concern that my father was really upset and sad, and that I sort of said to one of my sibs, I want you to make sure that gun isn't anywhere around. That was the only time that I ever thought, I mean, I saw it once when I was about, I think my father actually, well, I'm thinking, I saw it twice, actually. Once I discovered it on my own, and which was absolutely taboo. First of all, that meant I was in their bedroom, and second of all, I was in my dad's bureau, and those were both incredibly taboo. We're not allowed at all. Please don't tell him. And second, when my senior year in high school, just before I went off to college, my parents went on a trip, and I think my father showed me where it was, and I'm not sure, I don't remember, I remember other things about that discussion in his bedroom, but I don't remember why he would show me the gun, but I believe he did. So I saw it actually twice, and he, you know, it was from World War II, so it was in his possession, obviously, the whole time since before I was born. But in terms of talking about it, in terms of knowing it was there, I have to ask my brothers, because I'm going to see them this weekend, whether they knew anything about it. So there was not a gun culture other than growing up in the West and my Annie Oakley six shooter. But it was not part of, and I think my grandparents may have gotten it for me, which sounds much more logical than my parents. So let's see what other people said, just because it seems to me, you know, I'm just interested in what people say. I don't have a strong, as I said, I can see things both ways, especially not having grown up. I did grow up in a gun culture, but it was not a personal gun culture. I grew up in a part of the world where history had to do with guns, at the saloons, and, you know, Wyatt Earp, and Gunsmoke, but it was not a part of my personal life. It was just part of the environment in which I grew up. Very secondarily, though. Okay, so let's hear what other people said.
Omar says, just let them be children and not to carry toy guns in public. And in fact, they are a little too young to carry licenses.
Well, I mean, again, I can see it either way. The idea being because there are more and more things that suggest, for example, prejudice, that either if for kids not to be prejudiced or for kids to be prejudiced, you have to start pretty early. That especially where parents are still a major source and a major force in kids' life up till about the age of five. Now, these kids are right there on the cusp because they're finally starting school. And I remember when my kid was actually younger than this, and that I will just tell the story quickly just because it seems to me very indicative of the age group. When I did a psychological practice 2 days a week, and I would have very long hours because most therapists see about 20 to 25 hours of therapy a week. You don't do 40 hours. And I did those in 2 days. I did about 28. So I would see 2 days of patients and 14 hours each day, partially because I have a lot of energy, partially because I had a young kid. And she wanted to do something on one day, and I said, and Fridays were her day to do anything she wanted. And one day she wanted to do something on the day that wasn't Friday, and I said, no, I have to go. And if there were any changes, I had to get permission from her, and she was at the time like three or something. And she said, can we do this? And I said, no, I have to play doctor. And she said, you mean nurse? And I said, no, your mom's a doctor. And she said, no, girls can't have to be nurses. And I said, first of all, I'm not a girl, I'm a woman. And second of all, I'm a doctor. And what I realized is I was not only arguing with my three-year-old, she was in nursery school the 2 days that I was working. And all at that time, that the women who worked, by and large, were nurses. So the idea is even at as early as before she was four, she was already being influenced by her peers as opposed to her mother, who could not convince her that, number one, I was a woman, not a girl, and second of all, that women could be doctors as well as nurses. So it's really interesting when that shift occurs, and it may occur. We had the notion that it's around five, but that may have been historically because that's when kids went off to school. If they go off to school earlier than that, parents become very secondary to the teacher and to the peer. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
From 855-993-7569, I'm asking you guys how you feel about a rural kindergarten that is issuing licenses to five-year-olds to have toy guns. And the toy guns may be ones that they're made. I think you're not allowed to have water pistols, which of course are my gun of choice. And so the question is this, well, I mean, it's obvious what the question is this a good idea or a bad idea and why? All right, so let's hear what other people are saying. So one is saying kids are too young to worry about licensing. Okay, got it.
Mark says no. He put no in all caps with a couple exclamation points afterwards.
Tell me what you really think.
he says children should not even be okay with toy guns.
Well, see, that's where I get to, is that as an adult, I don't own a gun. I've actually gone hunting, but I've gone fishing. But what I realized is I wasn't willing to put a worm on a hook because it's alive. And so I didn't use any bait, and I actually once caught a fish without any bait. But so what I did, and then you have to smack the fish's head on the stones. I mean, it's not... Knowing where food comes from does not enhance your appetite. It makes you an instant vegetarian. But so I actually took the hook off, and it turned, because I really liked the idea of being out on the river by myself where no one's around, nobody talks to you. And that was kind of cool. Catching fish, not my fate. But it turns out if you don't have a hook, you're not going to catch a fish. So that was a good thing. And when I went hunting, I went for birds and you know, carried the shotgun, and I've actually fired a gun. It turns out, and I sort of hate to admit this, and everybody's going to say, see, we told you. I think paintball is great, but that's another issue. So the idea being that, is it something that's inherent in kids? We're not even, let's just leave that. We're not even talking about environment. We're not talking about growing up seeing daddy carrying a shotgun to hunt. We're talking about just, is this something? My father didn't carry a shotgun to hunt. My father, as far as I know, never hunted anything. I never saw him. I knew he had a gun at some point, but it was from World War II. It was a handgun. I never saw him hold it. Only knew officially that it had it by the time I was about, you know, high school graduate, which was like 16 or something. So, but having said that, as a kid, you know, I shot people with my index finger, and I had my Annie Oakley revolver. So, I don't know. Are we teaching kids about guns, or do kids already inherently know about guns? And I didn't grow up in a gun environment, except that I grew up in Colorado. But so I don't know. Keep going.
Next, we go to Tony, and she says, I guess the end is really close.
She views this as Armageddon, huh? The four horsemen are just around the corner.
Kathy says, what the hell? If he gets paid, it's not illegal.
If he gets paid, what does that mean?
I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know. What my guess is, that's one of the spell checks that sort of made this into a word that's spell check like that makes no sense. If he gets paid, it may be that the idea being, if you have a license, then a gun is legal. It's a little hard to interpret that. This is like reading tea leaves. I've decided that there's a concept in psychology called thematic apperception test, TAT, where they show you, or the ink blot. They're all the same, or they're not the same, but they're the same concept, where you imbue something that has no inherent meaning with meaning. And through that, the psychologist, psychiatrist can interpret what your mindset is. I think that the internet has become that. That spell check is so bizarre that trying to figure out what somebody actually meant may be a new thematic apperception test. There we go. All right, keep going.
Marge says, weird, they're children. If you require them to have a license, then you'll have to explain the why of a license.
Is that necessarily a bad thing?
She goes on to say, and I am a huge believer in telling kids as little about the violent world we live in. They should only have to worry about where first base is in kickball. Do they still even play that?
I think so, but I'm not sure. All right, keep going.
Sam says, no, kids don't need a toy gun license. It's already real gun violence being displayed in front of the kids. I wouldn't want any of my kids with a toy gun license. I say no way.
So read that to me again, because that seems to me to be talking about a couple of different things simultaneously.
He says, no, No, kids don't need toy gun license. It's already real gun violence being displayed in front of the kids. I wouldn't want any of my kids with a toy gun license.
Well, I would hope that basically we don't, that kids are not watching gun violence on TV. It would seem to me one of the things that you want to make sure that kids are not seeing is gun violence. I'm not sure kids should be watching television. Certainly not much television at all, and certainly the news. So, you know, I don't know. I get it that you're saying that you're introducing a factor here, and the question is, are you introducing a factor or not? And that still is a bit unclear. According to the teacher, it is, because that these kids, you know, are already aware. I think it's a little more complicated than we think it is. All right, keep going.
Jennifer says, we had candy cigarettes and toy guns. We turned out great.
She's absolutely right. Well, I'm not sure that we turned out great, but I think that's true that we actually did have toy guns.
Kat says, this is the most absurd thing I have heard of in a long time. What's next? Licenses to play with toy cars? Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, but wait. I mean, there are, you know, there are toy cars, and, you know, I maybe. So, I mean, certainly kids need a learner's permit.
She goes on.
Keep going.
She goes on to say, we have developed into a nation of coddling and overprotectiveness. Probably not a real word, but you catch my drift.
Talking about, I do catch your drift. Yeah. But why is, it would seem to me, if I understand you correctly, those are contradictory notions. Read the first part of it again for me.
This is the most absurd thing I've heard of in a long time. What's next? Licenses to play with toy cars?
Oh, I think, so she's not talking about all right. So the point being here, that is it being overprotective or non-protective? It seems to be a little ambivalent, but okay.
Just a couple more here. Deborah just says no, and then the last one here from Sally, she just says, they will make a gun out of a banana.
Well, so, yeah, it's kind of my point. So it seems like you guys are as ambivalent about this as I am. All right, 855-993-7569. I'll tell you about movies, then we can all agree. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America.
The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The real question is Finding Dory going to hold on for the third week? It's already been the top movie for 2 weeks in a row and is breaking all records in terms of animation. And it's a lovely movie. I actually like the first one better, but the first of anything is always terrific because you haven't seen it before. But there's at least one challenge. Well, I'll tell you what the movies are, and then we can decide whether or not they're challenging. The BFG, which for those of you who know about the story, it's a children's story that everybody I've talked to of a certain generation knew it as a kid. That it's big friendly giant, regardless of what you think it is. And it's Mark Rylance plays the giant, and I would watch Mark Rylance do anything. I think he's a talented actor. He just oozes charm and sweetness. And this is directed by Steven Spielberg, who does know his way around sort of CGI. It's just under 2 hours, which is probably a little longer than needs to be. Mark is really supported greatly by Ruby Barnhill, who's this charming Brit. Why do Brits raise actors as opposed to movie stars as kids? I mean, who knows? Well, it completely different emphasis. But she's not traditionally gorgeous, but she is absolutely charming and adorable. She lives, as kids do, I guess, in fairy tales, in an orphanage, and sees this kind of scary creature at night and encounters the BFG, even though he seems to be really scary because he's a giant. It turns out he's the runt of the litter of his brothers, and he's considered an outcast because he refuses to eat children. And for an awful lot of kids, this was really an introduction to literature. Before there was Harry Potter, there was BFG. It's a PG rating. There's some things in it that I think are genuinely scary, but then I don't think we should take young kids to movies at all, that they talk through them, they can't sit still. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with BFG as opposed to Finding Dory, which is a little more family-friendly, I would say, especially for young kids. But don't take really young kids to the movies because they can't sit still and they drive everybody else crazy. Okay, number two, the opposite end of the spectrum, The Purge Election Year. This is the third of the Purge movies. And, they're incredibly violent, but as far as I'm concerned, they're also, if not political satire, at least political commentary. The idea is that the FFA, which is the Founding Fathers of America, have decided, which are basically rich guys, who decide that America has lost its way, and therefore that they introduce the notion of the purge, which is for 12 hours on a certain day that all crimes are forgiven. So that you can rob, you can steal, you can rape, and you can kill for those 12 hours. The idea being severalfold in theory, according to the FFA, which is it gets rid of it purges the violence that is a normal part of human personality one day a year, and then it also gets rid, according to its, well, maybe not even according to its critics, maybe according to them as well, is it gets rid of undesirables. Now, the Senator Charlie Rowan, who we understand from flashbacks, was the only survivor of her family being murdered on Purge night, decides to run saying that this is not really a purge, it's not really sociological, it's straight financial, that this is just a way of people in power to get rid of people who are dependent on the system. So they're poor, they're drug addicts, they have physical disabilities, and so she's running against this. Frank Grillo, who was in the second one, who decides, he was a former police sergeant, because he chose not to kill the man who killed his son, he becomes head of security for Charlie, who is played by Elizabeth Mitchell, whom I actually knew nothing about. So it's one of those movies that is well directed. It depends whether or not you can buy into the notion, and it is an incredibly violent movie, but it's also in some ways wildly entertaining. It's well directed, and as far as I'm concerned, the underlying theory about it, about why do people do what they do, and is kind of interesting and seems to me to somehow be reflective of who we are as a country, who we are as a nation, and they talk a lot about that. So this is not going to be a movie for everybody. It's also related R, but it was a much better movie than I expected it to be. And I said the same thing when I reviewed the original Purge, is that I don't like horror movies, but it's really not horror in the usual. There are no vampires in it other than human beings. There's no, well, you'll see. So this is either the kind of movie that this is going to be catnip to males between 18 and 25 or 18 and 35 because it is violent. It is an interesting story. It's very well directed, and it will keep your your attention at least, all right? The best movie of the week, which no one's going to see, unfortunately, but I'm still going to tell you because maybe you'll write it down someplace, and when it comes out on DVD, or if you can't get into one of the big movies, or you like really good storytelling. I saw this a couple months ago and started telling people to watch out for it. I started telling my fellow critics. It's called The Innocents. It's in French. It is subtitled. It's based on a true story. In 1945, a French Red Cross doctor sent to assist the survivors of the German camps discovered several nuns in advanced states of pregnancy during a visit to a nearby convent. And this was set in Poland. It is an extraordinary movie in terms of content, in terms of acting, in terms of cinematography, in terms of humanity. I really love this movie. I think I gave it 5 stars, and I don't give anything 5 stars, as you know. So it's called The Innocents. In English, it's I-N-N-O-C-E-N-T-S. In French, it's I-N-N-O-C-E-N-C-E. But either way, you'll find it. All right? And it's really the kind of movie that if you really love movies, you wait for. It's a great story. It's great acting. It's based on reality. There's no CGI in it. It's beautifully shot. It actually makes you think about things. So it's a terrific movie. Life Animated was one of those movies that on paper didn't seem all that appealing. But it's absolutely worth seeing. I'll tell you why. It's about a boy and his family who he is very Asperger-y. I know, not a very nice sentence, but nevertheless. And it turns out that he was a perfectly normal kid until about 2 or 3, and then all of a sudden he became seemingly autistic in that he wasn't making eye contact, he wasn't talking, and his parents, which are very bright people, these are the people you definitely want as your parents, decided that, you know, that they wanted to have some way of reaching him, and they were showing him DVDs, except I think they were actually videos at that point, as opposed to DVDs, of Disney. And at one point, this kid sees his brother outside and quotes something from Disney. And this is the first thing he said ever. And so what they discover is that this kid has a photographic memory. He can quote entire videos from Disney. And this becomes his link to the world. And it's absolutely fascinating. It's fascinating to me for a number of reasons. Number one, it's an interesting documentary that's something very different than what you think it's going to be. Number two, the parents are so terrific in this one. Number three, the kid is very charming in his own way and very, very emotionally available, which always is interesting to watch. Number four, it's a way of thinking about autism that you might not have thought about before. But number five, to me, it's a metaphor for the fact that you have to deal with people to be able to access who people are and have them access the world. You have to be willing to deal with them on their own terms. And it's a story that if they tell you that it's about an autistic kid who watches Disney movies, you're not going to tune into it. But it is, it's smart, it's a story about, they're saying how film can transform lives. I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's about learning to hear people's vocabulary and access in a way that makes sense to them, as opposed to making them feel that they have to speak the language that we speak. And for that, I thought it was really a remarkable film. So Life Animated is wonderful. The Innocents is unbelievably good. I'm going to have to do Tarzan for you next week because they basically didn't make it available. The Purge is better than you think it's going to be. And BFG, if you love the story as a kid, you'll very likely like the movie. We'll see what it does to Finding Dory. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Mandy, before you start that, can I just mention two things? First of all, if you go to either my website, drjoy.com, or you go to talkers.com, there is, I was the host for the Talkers Convention. So there are two things. One is a podcast interview with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, about being a psychologist in today's world, you know, and with all, especially on the air. And the second is a video of the speech I gave at Talkers. So if you're feeling that there's no such thing as too much joy, you can go ahead and check it out and see what you think, all right? I know, man, 855-993-7569. So it's actually either talkers.com, but I think it's up. I think they put it up on my website as well. So you can, whatever is easier for you to remember, probably drjoy.com, right? Ready, 855-993-7569. Michelle, you're welcome. How might I help you?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. I am dealing with a midlife situation here. I'm married, and I have a teenage son. I've been married for 18 years and have fallen out of love with my husband. No time for me. I'm a housewife, and Saturday is our time to get to spend time together, and I'm growing very resentful. You know, we have a nice home, and in each home I've kind of created a woman's cave and a little sanctuary and an area here and there to fill my time. But, you know, it's at the point that I'm really thinking about what I need to do next. And I ran into a junior high school sweetheart, so now my wheels are really spinning. But whatever I do, it needs to be in the best interest of the family, of the child.
How old is your kid?
He's 15.
Okay, 15. All righty. All right, look, the first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to put the high school, junior high school sweetheart in the fantasy compartment. Is he married as well?
No.
Okay. Because whatever happens, if he's to be your the love for your the second half of your life, you don't want to start it off on a bad footing where essentially you were committing adultery because he'll never trust you. And
that's
so, okay, so you have to put him, you have to say to him, you got to stop emailing him. As far as I'm concerned, you can email him like once a month, but it shouldn't be in the middle of the night. It shouldn't be sexy. It should be, look, if we're to be together, I've got some work to do here. You make my heart beat fast. I'm going to fantasize about you. You can fantasize about me. And hopefully not much contact. Hopefully he doesn't live anywhere near you. Is that a possibility?
Let me tell you what's happened with that. We've been in touch for about almost every day for the last 3 weeks, just by phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I do live a ways away from him, which
good.
Is a good thing.
Yep.
And we have talked about, you know, if anything should happen, nothing can happen right now because I've never cheated, ever, never.
Okay, good. Right, but you have to stop talking to him every day. You're just getting much too close. Just say to him, look, I need some time. You know, I'm going to fantasize about you. I will send you an email on the last Saturday of the month. And so I'm not telling you to go cold turkey. I'm saying this is too dangerous, and you know it's too dangerous. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, so the issue is that the only time you have off is Saturday, and your husband is what's he doing on Saturdays that he's not spending it with you?
No, I'm a housewife, and I'm here every day. And
I got it.
A nice situation for our family. I cook our meals. I'm here.
Okay, let me stop you. All right, because we're going to run out of time for today, and I really want to give you some very specific thing. Number one, no more daily phone calls with the cutie pie. It's too dangerous. Number two, it's time for you to think about a job for yourself. Taking care of a 15-year-old, I'm sure you're a great cook. I'm sure your house is immaculate. You're going to be bored out of your skull. You need to have the sense that somebody appreciates what you do, and that's a job as opposed to a phantom lover, all right?
Okay.
And part of what your husband will occur to your husband is, wow, she's getting up in the morning. She looks great. She's not necessarily, you know, at my beck and call. What's going on here? Good for him to worry because that's the most powerful tool you have. Number three, at some point you need to say to him, but job is much more important. I mean, there's nothing for you. Yeah, look, as I said, I'm sure you're a great mom. This is not a four-year-old child. And even if he needs people to schlep him, you can set up carpools. Find some job. And a job is more important than volunteer activity because a job means someone's paying you and that says you're valuable. And that will help your self-esteem hugely. Number three, at some point, you're going to have to say to the dude, look, we've gotten really careless about this marriage. We're both young enough to go and either decide we've gone as far as we can go in this relationship and we have to figure out how to co-parent the teenager, or we need to work on this because I'm bored, you're bored, you know, this is ridiculous. But number one in order, you got to get the fantasy love out of your head because you won't do anything without it. It's too dangerous. Number two, get yourself a job. And you don't have to get it immediately, and it should be something that you've always wanted to do. As far as I'm concerned, you can go back to school. But do something, because you're talking about the rest of your life. And men are great decorations. They're great fun. Testosterone's lovely to have in your life. They shouldn't be the mainstay. You have to be the mainstay of your own life. And when your kid's about to leave and your marriage is kind of crappy right now, you don't want to be emotionally and especially completely dependent on another man who's never going to trust you if you do anything now. So you got to get him out, got to get a job. Then at some point, and basically what you need to do, you start looking for a job. You and I will talk. Then we'll talk about how to talk with your husband. But I guarantee you, you looking for a job is going to scare the living daylights out of him, because he assumes that you're going to be the good little housewife, take care of the kid, do the carpool, make the furniture shine, make great meals, which means, you know, that he doesn't even have to think about it. You just saying, you know, I need to figure out what I'm going to do the rest of my life will scare the living daylights out of him, and that will motivate him more than any other nagging.
Right.
All righty. Are we clear about this?
I'm clear.
Okay. You can listen to the podcast in a couple minutes, but I know what I'm saying, that saying, well, yeah, but he's the only, you know, Mr. Smarty Pants, Mr. Sexy Pants is the only thing I've really got going. It's too dangerous. And he's not. He's a fantasy. Two of you don't really know each other. I think, you know, talking is fun. Being a lover is the world's easiest thing to do. Being a husband is much more difficult. You need, and this should all be not about the men in your life, not about your son, not about your husband, not Mr. Sexy Pants, but about Michelle. Figure out what you want to do the rest of your life. Figure out, do you need schooling? Do you need a job? I think even a part-time job is going to help you enormously and will scare the living daylights out of your husband, which is not a bad thing.
Okay.
All righty. All right. So you get started if you run into any problems or any temptations. It's not a bad thing to download the podcast, because you're going to get away from this phone call and think, oh, yeah, but he's so cute, and we've already set up the boundaries, and it's okay. It's not. It'll divert you from the major point, which is not the dudes. It's the Michelle. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.